John Edwards' latest presidential run comes a decade after his first political campaign. It was for a U.S. Senate seat in North Carolina. As part of our series on the presidential candidate's first campaigns, we look at the race that gave Edwards a reputation as a rising Democratic star. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
When John Edwards began his first campaign, his ambitions were high and his political resume was thin. Seeking to defeat a Senate incumbent, Edwards entered the race having never worked in government or politics. In several recent elections, he hadn't even voted. North Carolina political consultant Gary Pierce remembers first hearing about Edwards from a colleague.
He was talking about a friend of his who had been a successful lawyer and wanted to get involved in politics, and he wanted to run for Senate. I said, well, state Senate? He said, oh, no, United States Senate. I said, well, this I got to see.
What Pierce saw was enough to persuade him to go to work for Edwards' fledgling campaign. He found the 44-year-old trial lawyer unusually energetic and telegenic, a fresh face who Pierce felt would be a strong challenger to Senator Locke Faircloth, the 70-year-old Republican incumbent.
Edwards at the time was raw political talent. He knew nothing about politics, but he knew how to connect with people. And he could look in a camera, master a script, and deliver it better than anybody I've ever seen.
I'm John Edwards. I'm running for the United States Senate. I want to tell you about where I come from and what I believe.
Edwards spent more than $6 million of his own money on the race, much of it on TV ads that presented him as everything Locke Faircloth wasn't. While Faircloth had spent a lifetime in government, Edwards was an outsider. While Faircloth was a pro-business conservative, Edwards ran as a populist moderate. And while Faircloth was an uncomfortable campaigner with a grandfatherly appearance, Edwards had a youthful look that would later lead People magazine to name him the sexiest politician alive. Chuck Fuller managed Faircloth's campaign.
It was very difficult taking someone with the service of Senator Faircloth, 40 years in North Carolina, giving back to the state, and running against somebody that was flashy and had a good haircut.
Faircloth's campaign was so afraid of Edwards' flashiness that they refused to debate him. At one political forum, they went out of their way to make sure Faircloth and Edwards weren't even seen together. Meanwhile, their strategy to attack Edwards as dishonest and too liberal for Southern voters gained little traction as Edwards traveled around North Carolina, casting himself as a reformer.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Edwards for U.S. Senator.
Many of the issues Edwards talked about that year would sound familiar to people who followed his presidential campaigns. He called for raising the minimum wage and reducing the cost of health care. And as he still does now, he bemoaned the influence of well-heeled Washington lobbyists.
We have got to start the process of restoring people's faith, making them believe again that this really is a democracy and that their voice matters when decisions are being made in Washington.
But Edwards' positions on some issues have shifted since 1998. Then he said the federal government desperately needed a balanced budget. Now, as he proposes a $100 billion a year health care plan, he says balancing the budget isn't a priority. He promised not to support tax increases in the Senate, but now backs higher taxes on the wealthy. And while Edwards today aggressively seeks the support of labor unions, he seemed to discount their importance in this 1998 radio interview.
What my focus is on working people. And most of the working people in North Carolina are not members of labor unions, as you well know.
Would you advocate that labor unions take a bigger role in the state of North Carolina?
No. I mean, I don't mean to push off the issue about labor unions. I just don't think labor unions are an enormous issue in North Carolina, one way or the other. We have a right to work law. I do not support the changing of that law.
To some of Edwards' critics, his policy shifts over the past decade prove one of the things his opponents said about him in that 1998 campaign, that he's more liberal than he let on during his first race. Chuck Fuller, the Faircloth campaign official, says once Edwards got to Washington, he moved sharply left.
After the 98 campaign, the people in North Carolina quickly learned that just because you spoke with a Southern drawl didn't make you a moderate. He painted a picture to tell us one thing, and then when he got to Washington, we found out that wasn't true.
But Edwards' supporters say what they've seen in him over the past 10 years is growth, a deeper understanding of issues that's resulted in more finessed policy positions. And Gary Pierce, the Democratic consultant, says Edwards hasn't swayed from the values he showed as a political newcomer.
Everybody changes in 10 years, but basically his approach hasn't changed. The basic core of what he tapped into is a concern by people of whether politics represents me.
A very important thing happened today. The people of North Carolina voted their hopes instead of their fears.
When Edwards gave his victory speech in November 1998, it was his first and so far his only election win. By 2002, about halfway through his Senate term, he was running for national office, a pursuit he's continued with few interruptions for most of the past 5 years. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
You can find other stories in our series about first campaigns at npr.org.